Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Avatar: The Way of Water is an extraordinary movie. It's entertaining from its opening moments to its closing moments, more than 3 hours later. Writer-director James Cameron, in the sequel to his landmark movie Avatar, released in 2009, has exceeded nearly all expectations. And for those who enjoy Avatar: The Way of Water, more are on the way. Avatar 3, scheduled for release in 2024, is in post-production. Avatar 4 is scheduled for release in 2026. Avatar 5 is scheduled for release in 2028. It's no wonder the original Avatar is the highest-grossing movie ever. The number two movie box office champ is Avengers: Endgame, released in 2019. And the number three all-time box office champ is Titanic, released in 1997, which James Cameron directed. Avatar set new artistic standards for motion capture imagery and computer-generated imagery. Avatar: The Way of Water improves even more on motion capture, computer-generated imagery, and cinematic production values. Director James Cameron, who received Oscars as director for editing and movie for Titanic in 1997, and who also directed True Lies, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, The Abyss, Aliens, and The Terminator, wrote the screenplay for Avatar: The Way of Water with Rick Jaffa and Amanda Silver. Avatar: The Way of Water is, in essence, a war movie. Colonel Miles Quaritch, played by Stephen Lang, leads the force trying to colonize Pandora. Leading the opposition of the Na'vi are Jake Sully, played by Sam Worthington, and his mate, Neytiri, played by Zoe Saldana. Also, Tonawari, played by Cliff Curtis, chief of the Reef People, and his wife, Ronal, played by Kate Winslet. In supporting roles are Sigourney Weaver and Edie Falco. The battle scenes are tension-filled and realistic. Even more amazing is the world of Pandora, a land of fantastic beasts. And even more amazing than that are the expressions on the characters' faces, their eye movements and body movements. Not for a second do you ever feel you are watching animated characters, which they really are. Avatar: The Way of Water is an immersive movie-going experience, especially as seen in the IMAX 3D format. The water seems to lap at your chin. Underwater, glowing fish dart back and forth before your eyes. Gun flares in battle scenes seem to zip by your ears. Avatar: The Way of Water is the crowning achievement so far of the movie career of James Cameron. Avatar: The Way of Water is MPAA rated PG-13 for sequences of strong violence and intense action, partial nudity, and some strong language. Also in the movie theaters, Babylon, MPAA rated R. Damien Chazelle directs Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie, and Olivia Wilde in the comedy drama history. The early days of Hollywood are fictionalized. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody, MPAA rated PG-13. Cassie Lemons directs Naomi Aki and Stanley Tucci in the music drama biography. The life and music of Whitney Houston is told. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.